Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight is going down, just like every night. Before we go into the topic for tonight, it's a very juicy one, Jack. I want to introduce my co-host, who is...
What's going on, ladies? Y'all know who this be. It's Teddy P, calling up from that good old 757. Stand up. Good evening. And what's going on with you, Broham?
Man, I am doing awesome. Today is the day, as you know, every day that we wake up. It's definitely a great day, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
We're going to definitely keep our heads lifted on that. But how was it there?
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. I actually had a good day. Did my walking. Got almost 2 hours in a day, so I'm great.
Okay. So tell me. Other than walking, I mean, how was your day? Come on now, give us some juicy now. We already know you like the butter booty, so.
Whatever. That wasn't today, baby. That wasn't today. I took a day off. But other than that, it was wonderful. You know, I had ups and downs, but it was good. I got a lot done. Helping you promote, you know, some things, and I'm doing what I got to do. It was a blessed day. How was your day?
What's going on, right?
You know?
But, tonight's topic is a very special topic tonight. We're going to sit here, we're going to talk about, because I know a lot of you all are going through this right now, so I just want to know, either you're dealing with a woman with kids, or you're dealing with a stud or a film that claims somebody else's damn child, then not that. So we're going to talk about the baby mama, baby daddy drama. Good one. So, Teddy, tell me a little bit about that because you're having a whole lot of experience with that one right there, probably. So, let's talk about it. I know you got babies, you know what I'm saying? So,
what's
your take on that?
I mean, with my situation, you know, bro, I got two kids by two different dudes. One, we cool, got a good civil relationship raising our daughter. The other one, he's an asshole. I can't see my son, I can't do this, I can't do that, I got to go to court. And you just got to have a good, you know, civil conversation and communication with the other parent. You know what I'm saying? You can't just always fuss. And with my son, I'm trying to make this brief, he won't let me see my son because of my lifestyle. He thinking that my lifestyle is going to rub off on my son. At the end of the day, my son know who I am. I'm his mama. Regardless of what the hell I got on, you know, I'm his mama, and I got to go through the court process, you know what I'm saying, to handle that. But with my daughter, the good thing is, like I say, we talk, got a good communication. His business is his business. My business is my business. We don't, you know, never bring it up. And that's my input on it. I never had no baby mama drama with no females that I dealt with who had kids. I never claimed they kids. I respected them. I treated them like they were my own. But when the relationship was over with, that was it.
All right. So, how do you feel about, you know, the people that you get in a relationship with that claim other people's kids or whatever? How do you feel about that?
I mean, if a thug in a relationship with a femme who has kids and they be together for some years and, you know, God forbid they break up, I think the femme shouldn't keep that stud away from the kids unless, you know, it was some other circumstances. But if it was a good, you know, relationship, you know, all right, break up, let her see the kids, you know what I'm saying? They might have grew up with her. That's the only father figure that they know. You know what I'm saying? You can't take that away from them. Because that'll actually scar the child. It'll make the child resent the mama even more. Because it's not, they don't have their daddy. They got this woman who's, you know, upstanding and there. Now it's taken away. They don't know what to do or how to act.
Okay. Well, here's my take on the whole baby mom stud thing. Miss KC. Of course, I think everybody that's listening in right now has been in a relationship with who has dated a woman that has a child now, that or has dated a woman for the fam or studs or two that playing mama and daddy to a previous relationship's children.
Mm-hmm.
My thing about the whole thing is, first of all, cut it. First of all, if you are going to be big and bad to take on the responsibility for somebody else's child, you need to take responsibility for somebody else's child. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Don't take care of these children. Get these children loving you. Call you mama or daddy or whatever there is that they want to call you. And as soon as you and the past lover breaks up, you act like you don't care nothing about them anymore, like they was never there. I just believe that there's a whole bunch of, that is a crock of shit, excuse me for cussing, there's a whole bunch of this asses, and that is unfair to the child who has nothing to do with the breakup. You get what I'm saying? Number two, there are a lot of you studs, okay, quote unquote, dom studs, whatever you want to call yourselves, to take on the role of playing baby father to these children, okay? This is my thing. If y'all break up and you get into another relationship with another woman, have the balls and the decency to tell the woman that you are dating now that you have a situation that you gave your heart to, that you want to still take care of these children, you still want to be a part of these children, right? You need to let her know that. And to all of you women that do not understand the love of a child, there's something you need to get with it. And today's show is going to really help you with that, because you are the camera. What you need to know, that child was there before you. A lot of you fans were like, oh, what is that baby doing here? That baby's not mad. Why are you still around her and the baby mama, blah, 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 blah. That's because the stud or the fam has given their promise to take care of this child, made a promise to the child. That's real messed up. For some of you fams to sit around and be like, I don't want you to be around this baby. That's messed up. You need to get rid of your insecurities. You need to stop playing. You need to stop acting like that. That is not cute, boo-boo, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Number three, this is for all you fams to get babies that men and stuff and babies and what they got the baby daddy. All right, hear me? Oh, baby mama, what up? Look, if you have a baby mama, baby daddy, that's crazy as shit. Excuse me for cussing. Excuse me. Punch again. That's crazy and want to come around and do some markers and, what was her name? Oh, why did I get married, girl? What was her name? What was it? Shit, all right? Okay. You want to do some chill and markers, and then you got Keisha on the side and want to come in and want to home wreck. This is the baby mama from the past, girl. Want to come into the future and wreck the relationship now? You already know what to do. You need to keep these women in check, men in check, whatever it is. You need to let them know that you are happy in your current situation. And if they was going to be the best thing for you in the past, they should have made it happen in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You need to let them know, stop trying to rule. I'm happy. Leave me alone. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of people that need to just get on the bandwagon and just be real with these mothers, these baby daddies, these baby fathers, whatever it is. So, if you break up with the past ex, right, and you don't have a current, I see this happen a lot. This has happened a couple of my relationships. You know, the baby mama wanna call, I got a big bump. You gonna call and say, KC, you made responsibilities for this child. I'm gonna need you to come over here and buy her some stuff and blah, 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 blah. First of all, sweetheart, I haven't seen you or the baby in 3 years. When I tried to come around and be in the baby's life, you took the baby away from me. You know what I'm saying? When I tried to be there, when I tried to step in and be the grown adult and love my baby, if I say you're my baby, you're my baby, and I love you, but you want to take the baby away from me because you got a boo. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I did not think you were the boo break up. You want to come back and say you need to take care of it. First of all, excuse me, Henny, you made it clear that I wasn't the baby father from the jump because you kept the baby away from me, okay? You hear me? The baby don't even know me anymore.
Right.
Don't even know who I am. Y'all need to stop acting like that. Stop taking these babies out of people's lives and stop putting the babies on other people because you are lonely. Because the real reason you want that to happen is because you want me to come over there and give you some of this good stuff. But no, boo-boo, you should have got it then. And how you doing, Merry Christmas?
Happy Hanukkah.
That's all I got to say about that. Like, it's a lot of crazy things going on with the baby mamas, the baby fathers. It's like, you know what I'm saying? We need, as people, need to stop all this craziness and stop giving it to these baby fathers and these baby mamas. Because you got to live your life, baby. You got a brand new life to live. You got a future. And if not in your future, you need to stop bringing them back into your future because guess what? If they didn't want you in the past, and they wasn't on your team in the present, what you think is going to happen in the future? That's going to keep using you. It is what it is. Now, so you ladies, hold on. It's not all negative. Think of another thing. Ladies, studs, fams, whatever it is you want to call yourself, all the labels in the world. Look, if you have a baby father or a baby mother that's actually trying to come around and do the positive thing for these children, they want to be in these children's life, let them. Especially if the child loves them. Stop taking the children away from people that they love because you don't want nothing to do with them. That has nothing to do with the child. That's actually rude to me, and it's corrupting the baby's mind. It's not right.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going around doing it, you need that to be a mother your damn self. You know what I'm saying? Cause I feel like that's not right. Who wants to see that child scream and cry? Just because you and Tulu and Poo Poo or either Derek cannot get along does not mean that the baby needs to suffer too. It's not right.
It ain't.
It's not right at all. So, with that being said, I want to go to the phone line because I want to know what you ladies feel about that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, are you calling 919-806? Talk to me. How you feel about the baby mama and baby daddy drama? You got 3 minutes. Let's go.
Hi, hello.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
A little bit.
All right. So I'm giving you now. I have two children that I claim. One, the baby mother is dead now, and I was with this female, and she got killed and whatnot. And when we were together, I had already took their role as the child's second mother. So, and I promised this female when she was alive that I wasn't going nowhere, and I was dead serious. Like, I wasn't going nowhere. So, yeah, I claim that child, and I see her just about every day. I take care of her. She knows me as mommy. Like, that's my baby. I love her. And my second one is from an ex-girlfriend. And this child is like, oh my God, I love this little girl. That's my little princess. And it's like when me and her mother was together, our relationship was rocky from the get go. She was going through stuff. I was going through stuff, but yet she was using drugs and liquor and whatnot to cope with her feelings. She was doing dumb, stupid stuff. Putting the little girl in danger and whatnot. Driving while she drunk. While my little girl in the back seat and whatnot. And it was like, she freaking waved a gun in my little girl's face and whatnot. And, like, she's 1 year old. My little girl is 1 year old. She don't need to be seeing that, and she don't need to be around her mother when she's acting that crazy. And I didn't want to break up with the girl and whatnot, but I couldn't take it anymore. It was like, I'm dealing with your stress plus my stress. Like, no, I can't do it. And it was like, that little girl calls me mommy. Like, she don't even call her mother, her real mother, mommy. She calls me mommy. She says that I'm her mommy, that she loves me. She wants to be, like, she doesn't want her real mommy, her mommy. She was like that, even though she's one, the little girl is smart as ever, she can sit here and she can have a whole conversation with you. And it ain't like no little regular one-year-old. Like, no. She can sit here and have a conversation with you, like she in high school. Like, that little girl is too smart. And it's like, it don't make no sense that her mother is putting her through all this stuff. And then my ex-girlfriend, she done up and moved to Colorado and took the little girl with her. So now I can't see her and whatnot. And it's like, I try to get in contact with them to, like, talk to her, because I don't want nothing to do with my ex-girlfriend. All I'm worried about is the little girl. And it's like, my aunt, she got a new girlfriend and whatnot. Now she got that girl trying to be so-called mommy to the little girl and whatnot. And it's like, the little girl is like, no, you're not my mommy. I want my mommy. And, like, so they calling me, cussing me out and whatnot, because the little girl don't want to call her new girlfriend mommy anymore. She still loves me. She still wants me in her life. So, I mean, it's hard. It really is. Because, like, I hate to sit. I'm going to just say a little girl name. I don't want Kalasia to grow up knowing, like, thinking that I left her. Because that wasn't the case. That's her mother. Her mother took her away from me. And I'm trying so hard to get her back in my life. And, like, I don't even really know what to do anymore. It's like, I don't want to give up because I love her to death, and I'm going to do whatever I can to get her back into my life. But it's like, it's too much. It really is. It's too much. I got so much to deal with, and I'm young on top of that. So it's like, I'm not using my age and whatnot, but it's like, I just honestly do not know how to go about the situation to make sure that that little girl is safe and to make sure that she knows that I'm still here for her. Like, I'm still mommy.
Well, not to cut you off, but I'm going to say this before I click you off. The only thing that you can do is be there regardless of the situation that's going down. You know what I'm saying? The baby is not at fault here. You feel me? A lot of people do a lot of evil things. I've actually been in a situation before. And the only thing that you can do is hope that everything's come back to you. You have to sit back and pray. You feel me? And if she's meant to come back to your life, she's going to come. If she's not, she's... Just because we love a child does not mean that child is supposed to be with us for a lifetime. Sometimes they're supposed to just be with us for a season. But, you know, you'll figure it out. You know, it's going to come to you. And, you know, if she's meant to be back in your life, she's going to be back in your life. If not, you just got to, you know, pray that the baby will be in good hands and that, you know, have a good life. I know it sounds harsh, but it's real.
Yeah, it is what it is.
You know, it's real. Like, you can't sit here and be stressed out over that. Sometimes sometimes not meant to be the way you want it to be. As a matter of fact, all I got to say is, you know, you just got to keep pushing.
Okay.
Can't let that stress you out because it's not in your hands for the man. And there's nothing you can do about it. So all I can say is keep pushing. Don't stress out.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, your future's going to get better. I already know. I can see it right now.
It is. Okay.
All right?
right.
All right, sweetheart. Don't go nowhere. The show just started. We'll be right back to you, okay?
All right.
All right. There you go, 720252. The topic of the night is favorite mama, favorite dad song. Love. You got 3 minutes to spell it out. Talk to me. 3 minutes. Let's go.
Hello, Casey, love. Hello, Teddy, baby.
Hey, there.
Hey, well, my point is this. These females need to stop bringing all these people, Tom, Dick, and Harry, and Joe, and Karen, around their damn kids.
See, so.
You know what I'm saying? All these people, every time you break up, you want to get a new relationship, and you introducing them to your kids. You shouldn't be doing that anyway. The thing that gets me about these women and their kids is you got these women getting attached to these kids and these kids getting attached to these women, these men, or whatever. But when you break up with them, you get another one, and then you tell these kids, forget her, forget him, this your new daddy, this your new mama. Don't talk to them no more. That causes trouble. It's drama. It's just messed up. They just need to stop. You know what I'm saying? Especially when the kids is young. You know, they don't need all these people in their life. If they teenagers, that's fine, because teenagers can think for their own self. They can think about who they want to talk to. They got a mind of themselves. And when they babies, you don't need to be bringing around these people anyway, you know what I'm saying, in their life. If your kid is attached to this person that you had in your life before, then let them kids keep dealing with that person. You don't have to take them kids out of that person's life just because your ignorant ass don't want to deal with them. Don't mean the kids don't have to deal with them. And that's why a lot of people get fucked up and get hurt and all this other shit and all this. It's crazy. You bringing kids into fucking unnecessary drama. They don't need to be in it. You know what I'm saying? These are kids. And that's what people need to realize. You had these kids, but yet and still it's like you showing these kids off. You putting these kids on market. Yeah, look at my babies. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people fall vulnerable for these kids because they all pretty and stuff and look at the kids and be like, okay, I play daddy for them, I play mama for them or whatever and come into their life, but then you don't want to be with them and you take the kids. It's just real fucked up. It really is. Some of these people don't even need the kids. They really don't. I wish I knew half these people, you know what I'm saying, because I call DFS, you know what I'm saying, child sex service on them myself because they don't need the kids. Kids ain't nothing but a show off.
That's a shame.
You know, it's nothing but a show off. But it's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. And there's a lot of young girls I see do that. Y'all, a lot of young girls I see do that. Have these babies. People get attached to their little babies. Then next thing, you're not dealing with the person no more. You got this new person in your life, and you telling your baby that's 3-4 years old, don't deal with her no more. Don't deal with him no more. This your new mama and daddy. That gets a child confused. They don't know what the fuck to do now.
Mm-mm.
So it's just crazy. You got stupid people like that.
All right. I definitely want to thank you for sharing your input when she's on radio. Not go nowhere because you know it just started, and we'll be right back to you, okay?
Okay.
All right, there you go, 461. Ooh, my bad. There you go, 4461. The topic is baby mama, baby daddy drama. Can we get a little input right quick? Got 3 minutes. Let's go.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I agree with both of the callers that was just on the phone line. I have been in both situations, and I have been in the situation that Teddy was in about the daddy wanted to act retarded and want to take you to court because you're a lesbian, and they feel like since you're a lesbian, it's going to, you know, take effect on the kids. So I agree with you on that, Teddy. And I have been in a situation where I have talked to someone and I have got attached to the kids, and since things didn't work out between, you know, me and the person, she wanted to take the kids away from me. She told me I couldn't see them, I couldn't talk to them, none of that. And then when I see them in the street, it's like, oh, like the other lady just said, don't talk to her. We don't know her. just keep on moving. This is your mama now. So I have been in both situations, and I have been on both ends. I do think it's crazy, and it don't make sense how some lesbian couples or quote-unquote lesbians or even studs or, like you said, whatever you call yourself, they use their kids as a pawn to get back at their exes. If things don't go right with them and their exes, it's like the kid has to suffer, like both of the people said before, and it's not right at all. The kids ain't asked to be here. The kids ain't asked to keep meeting this person, that person, this person. You know, so as adults, you should be aware of who you should bring around your children so you wouldn't have to worry about this problem. Now, if you wouldn't bring Tom, Dick, and Harry around your kids, you know, you wouldn't have to worry about this person not seeing your kids or this person not seeing your kids or you taking your kids away from this person and then your kids suffering from it because your kids want to see your ex and they can't see your ex anymore because y'all not together. I really don't think it's right. I really don't.
Well, I definitely agree with you, sweetheart. And definitely want to thank you for tuning in to Shoes on Radio. Do not go anywhere because we just started.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. All right, how you call 804? 804 is in the building. That's what I'm talking about. 804-912. The topic of the night is Baby Daddy, Baby Mama Drama. Y'all like my song? It was hot.
Yeah, remix.
Remix? Yeah. So it was a land for it. We got 3 minutes, so tell us what's good. It hit too fast, I'm sorry. Hello?
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 Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
What's up, Ike? Hey, Teddy Bear.
Hey, there.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, I have experienced some of those things, like dealing with children and exes and things, but I feel like this is the other person who have a past with people. You need to set your ex straight, and you need to handle it before it comes to the door. Now, my wife that I'm with now, she has kids from a previous relationship, but they're not hers biologically, but she takes care of those kids, and she loves those kids, and we all interact together. Like, her baby mama, we don't have issues. We're cool with each other. We've actually hung out with each other. I've had no problems. And it's just, I don't know. I'm fortunate to have a blessed relationship. I mean, I do have 2 kids of my own. One is about to be a teenager, and my baby girl is 10. You know, I do experience some issues with their father, but I don't let it come and interfere with my relationship, and I stop that buck at the door, you know, because I don't allow anybody to disrespect what I have between me and my wife, plain and simple. You know, but it's sad to say that a lot of these young girls and small-minded women use kids as pawns, and men do the same thing, too. They're using the children as a reason to stay in that person's life, and I look at it like this. You need to look at yourself and realize, like, damn, what kind of parent am I going to use my children? I mean, these kids are blessings, you know. They're gifts from God, you know, and they're only on loan to us for a season, you know, and it's our responsibility to nurture them and to raise them correctly to the best of our ability. But then you have to realize what you're instilling into this child when you're treating them, snatching them away repeatedly from people. Now, a kid doesn't always attach to everybody. A child will tell the truth all the time. Now, my kids that, you know, my wife and I with now, they instantly, you know, love, you know, they loved her, they liked her, in the same way with her children, you know. And I always go by how my children act. And you don't always supposed to bring the new person in, let them meet your kids right off the bat anyways. I mean, that should tell the other person how that parent is at the moment. Like, dang, we just met and I'm already meeting your kids. You're supposed to safeguard your children like the bank safeguards the money in the vault, you know what I mean? It's like, you're not supposed to be so quick to do that, you know. And I don't understand why people do that anyway, but as for me, that's just how I am. I've had, I can't say relationships, but I've had some sweaty buddies, because they wasn't good enough for me to for them to meet my children. You never met my children, and you didn't come to my house. If you did come to where I was at, it was when no one else was there. I mean, you knew your place because I told you from the back, you know, what it was, what time it was. And I pride myself as always being honest and upfront in my relationships. But a lot of these things come start up when people lie in the beginning. If you start lying about your relationships and your past, if you just dump your mess out on the table from the get-go, you won't have problems or holes in your relationship, and the other person is receiving all of the bad crap from your past. You understand? Now, I have witnessed some friends of mine and some people who, and people in the neighborhood who lied in the beginning and just don't, and they just got to keep up with it, and then shit just blow up in their face. This is retarded, but I feel like people should not use their kids as pawns. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. So that was all I had to say. Love you guys.
All right, thank you so much for tuning in to She's on Radio and for the support.
No, you're welcome, always.
And don't go nowhere because the show just started.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back to you, okay?
All right,
804 again. 804-291. The topic of the night is baby mama drama, baby daddy drama. Let's do 3 minutes.
How you doing, Daddy? Hi, Uncle Teddy.
Hey there.
Yeah. And well, as for me, I've been in a situation and I've dealt with, you know, my first. I was 15. Her oldest was 3. She was pregnant with the baby. So I understand, you know, how the one of the callers feels when she say they were just snatched away from her. My situation was almost deadly for me, actually. And like I said, boo, my whole situation to you, sweetheart, what God has for you, it is for you. So if it's meant for you to have that baby back into your life, she's going to be there. But if the season is over, the season is over. And to most ladies out there that's doing that, that's using their children as pawns, lady, we didn't have no dick to lay down with you. And if the dick didn't stay around to stay with you, and you have an honorary woman to step up to the plate to play mama or daddy, you better be damn well appreciative of it, because we didn't lay down with you. We can't make no baby. And if we are stepping up to the plate to be that baby's mama or daddy, you better be appreciative of it, because it ain't too many people that's going to put their life on hold for you and your baby. And it's a hurtful thing to be attached to a child, and for that child to be snatched away from you, especially when you love it like your own. And I was 15 and was pretty much, not only was I giving up my childhood, you know, I was showing this child how to, you know, get through school, because the mama only had a 6th grade education. So I helped her the same day I graduated. She got her GED. So my point in saying any of it is, you know, it's karma as a motherfucker when you don't do things because you reap what you sow, and you're not gonna get away from what you're doing, because if you're hurting your child, God is gonna get you. That's not hurting your child. Then they say you don't want your children confused. It ain't the gays. It ain't being gay that confuses your child. You put them in other, you snatch them away from the person that you were with from the beginning and put them in these different people's lives. That's what the confusion is. It ain't being gay. So that's all I have to say.
Well, thank you so much for that. That's definitely well appreciated, because that's some true stuff speaking. You know,
yeah.
Like she said, you know,
y'all ladies need to be appreciative if you have somebody stepping up to the plate, because like she said, they are obligated to do anything. That's pretty
right.
Much like God sending you an angel to help you with your kids. You
definitely, because we can't make no babies. And if the dick that was in your life wasn't what saw something in you that he wanted to walk away from you and that and to walk away from you and that baby, obviously it was something wrong with you where he didn't want to stay around and to leave his child. So if a woman is going to step up that only carries the child, it's gonna step up to help you raise the child and call it theirs. Oh yeah, you better be appreciative because it might not come again.
Speaking on it, it might
not ever come again because the next time the next thing may be you be raising that child by your damn self and you'll be a lonely ass because yay and all.
She don't preach up in here to y'all tonight. Church. Well, thank you so much, Miss Lady, for giving us that good, awesome conversation and that awesome input. Thank you for
welcome,
calling in to She's On Radio. Do not
hey,
go
you know
anywhere because we'll be back, because you know what, we just started.
Okay.
All right. Here you go, 347-235. 3 minutes. Baby dad drama, baby mama drama. How do you feel about it? Let's go.
Hey, Teddy and Casey. This is good. This is Brownie.
Hey, Brownie. Come on.
All right. I was in a situation, and my thing is, my kid's only been around three people out their whole life. And one, I could say, well, all of them, they love my kid. They still in my kid's life. I broke up with someone due to they had a problem with an ex of mine telling me to tell my kids to stop speaking to her. Number one, she's been in my kid's life. School, report cards, doctor's appointments, whatever. My kids know her, love her. I'm not going to have my kids stop speaking to her because you have a problem just because you came into my life. You want to get to know my kids. First of all, get to know me before you know my kids. That's number one. I don't bring any and everyone around my kids. My kids might know of you, might say auntie or uncle, but everybody is not around my kids. Now, if a person wants to be a part of your life, let them wait a little bit, then bring your kids around. See how they interact. I will let anybody know from the jump, I come with a package. And if you can't accept my kids, you cannot accept me. If you can't accept that I have a baby mama or a baby daddy, you're going to have to go because I'm not going to make my kids stop speaking to them because you have a problem with it. It's not happening. My kids is not no trophies. Those are my babies. I love them, and if I have to remain single because it's going to be a problem, then guess what? I just rather be single because I'm not going to bring everyone in and out my kids' life. Mm-hmm. My kids are teens. They know how to speak for themselves. If they want to be bothered with this person or bothered with that person. The person that I was with is in my life for 5 years. My kids, that's all they know. I'm not going to say, she's not old, they know, because they knew my past, my ex, and we was together. Every relationship, there wasn't no 1 year or 2 years. It was years. So it's one person, my child, my kids call daddy, and one person that my kids call mommy. And no one is not going to take that from them because they're there. But my kids call them. Just because we didn't work out, I'm not going to put that on my child. My kids have a choice. You want to be bothered, they want to be bothered with you, spend time with you. I know they won't hurt you regardless of how me and their relationship went down. They still there. So I tell anyone, don't use your child as a trophy. to pull someone in, because it will wind up turning right back on you and kicking you in your ass.
I don't know what that's like. Well, Ms. Brownie, I want to thank you for your input. Thank you for tuning in to She's on Radio.
Thank you.
Yeah, don't go nowhere, you know it just started. You already know. All right, we'll be right back to you, okay?
Okay, babe.
All right, area code 804-236-5 Crocker, that's her name. Tonight's show is about baby mom, baby daddy drama. Talk to me, you got 3 minutes, Firecracker.
What the hell? Well, I'm pretty sure everybody is going to disagree with me, but it's my opinion. First of all, I feel like kids need to, people need to, you need to talk to your kids. Let them know what's going on with you, because I just so totally disagree with you. You can't be, your girlfriend can't be your kid's parent, point blank period. You need to talk to your kids and let them know that they're not the parent. They have a mother, they have a father. Whatever the situation is, if they're not together or they're not in their life, that's something different. But so many people gonna get y'all feelings all caught up because it's you trying to be a parent to a child that you didn't birth, and in all reality, the parent has the right to take the child out of their life. It's not always right. It's not always the best thing. It's not always good, but they do. They have that right. So to stop from, stop trying to be, pay attention to what's going on. Like, if you see in the beginning saying that she trying to find a parent for her child, back the fuck away. Because she done did this before. And your ass gonna get your heart. You got to pay attention, communicate a little bit more. So that's the way I feel about it. It's crazy. It's amazing how, and can no girl be nobody's daddy? So stop telling the kids that. That shit can't happen. You got to keep it real with these kids. You got to tell them what's going on. That's why people hate so much on the whole two women raising kids or two men raising kids. You got to tell them the truth. Tell them what's going on, so that they can know. Give them the option to make a choice. Don't lie to them. Don't have them believing that this woman is their daddy, because that shit cannot happen. And that's the way I feel about that situation. And I'm just going to sit back and listen for all my critique that's ready to come, because I already know, but that's just the way I feel about it.
Man, you already know. I listen to everything you just said, straight up. I have to say, I agree, especially with the part when you say women should, keep it 100 with their kids, And there is a lot of society that feels the way that they do, and they have a reason to, going around raising these kids, this is your father, that's true. I prefer, like you said, let the kids say, that's my other mama. You know what I'm saying? Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That does sound a whole lot better than that's your daddy.
Ain't
nothing
wrong with mama. Ain't nothing wrong with having a godmama.
Godmama, whatever.
Exactly. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I ain't gonna say my kids ain't attached to somebody, but still and all, they know who their mother is, and they know who their father is, and they know that, that just because I'm in a relationship with this person don't mean that, you're not obligated to nothing with this person. You know what I'm saying? Now, if they got a relationship and they cool with this person, then that's cool, but this ain't your mama. This ain't your daddy. I have older kids, so it's a little bit easier for me, than somebody that got a 2-year-old or 3-year-old. My kids are 12 and 9. Happy birthday to my baby. Her birthday is today. She just turned 9. But,
happy birthday.
Yeah.
Birthday.
So, thank you. So, yeah. I just think, communicate with each other, communicate with the kids. That's my best advice. Tell them the truth. You always got to tell the truth.
Yeah, if you don't tell them the truth, they'll never trust you.
That's bad when a child don't trust their parents.
Yeah. Because then when they grow up or when they go out, when they go to school, when they go out in the streets, they're going to learn the real. And they're going to be like, damn, my mama told me a lie. Or my mama told me this. And,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? All well, that shit going to come back. So. Yeah, that's what I had to say.
All right, well, I want to thank you for that awesome feedback that you gave us. Don't go anywhere because you already know we got some more. All right?
Ooh, okay.
All right. Y'all like
my song? Firecracker ain't going nowhere.
That's the song, girl. We need to make that the opening and the closing, girl.
Yes, yes.
Well, thank you so much. We'll be right back to you, all right? All
right.
Yeah.
Nah, we ain't gonna go there. But look,
no.
Erico 757-968. Tonight's topic is baby mama, baby father. Drama. How do you feel about it? You got 3 minutes, let's go.
Oh, hey y'all. It's been a long time. So I kinda had a family emergency a couple weeks ago, so I just been staying to myself. But baby mama, baby daddy, okay. Well, being that I'm in the situation already, it's kind of like, okay, the guy that I used to talk to before I even started, you know, thinking I like girls or whatever, being in a relationship with females, okay, shortly to say, when my uncle passed, he passed last, like, 2 weeks ago, but, yeah, it's okay, I'm pulling myself through, I'm still trying to get over it, but, like, he was there for me, but my girlfriend wasn't there, so I'm just kind of, I was stuck in one spot, like, should I be with my girlfriend or should I be with him? Not be with him, but, you know, just talk to him because he was there for me when I didn't have nobody. He has a baby mother, and I don't know her, but I know of her. And I've been around his child, and it's like I don't want to get close to her because I know me and him, we have a tendency to fall off. And we'll talk, and then, like, a year or so, we'll fall off, or, like, a couple of months, we'll fall off. And I don't want to get attached to her because I love kids. I honestly do. I love kids to death. Like, and to what the other girl said and all the rest of them before her, like, everybody had their own opinion to what they had to say about the situation, but certain people, like, they use their kids, and I don't like it because, actually, my brother's in that same situation, and my brother and his wife go at it, like, all the time, and I just, it wrecks my nerves because my niece is the main factor in between that relationship, and I don't like that. Like, don't be bringing all these different men, women around my niece. You know, and she's only 2 years old. I don't like that. I really don't like it. So, like, I don't know. I'm just, I agree with everybody that said whatever they had to say. I honestly do. And the whole calling another woman their dad, it's not a bad thing. But then again, it is because they didn't give birth to that person. So, I mean, hey, everybody got their own opinion. So that was my opinion to it. And currently right now, I don't know if I might be pregnant right now, at the time being right now. But Yeah. My baby daddy is going to be my baby daddy regardless. So it ain't going to be, oh, that's your daddy, that's your mom. No, none of that. So, yeah.
Well, before I cut you off, I'm going to give a feedback on that and tell you how I feel about the situation. I just feel that you need to go with who you feel will make you happy. Somebody that you have a tendency to fall off with, all, you know, on occasion, that might not be the person that you might want to go back to, because it's no completion with that. And we as women, or men, or anybody, we want to be in a stable relationship where we know that everything's going to be okay. You know what I'm saying? We already know we're going to fight, we're going to fuss, we already know that. We don't want nobody battling out on you either. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, and so that's the thing, like, and that's the thing, like, we argue, we really do, because, like, I chill with him on occasions, like, you know, go see him or whatever, he'll come see me, but it's like, it's nothing more, it's just like, I've been dealing with this guy for 11 years now, like, I don't know, and it's just like, he's there when he want to be there. And I feel like that's not how I want to be treated. Like, I'd rather for you to be there when I need you or whatever the case may be. Like, am I wrong for that? For him,
like,
for me,
like I said, we all deserve to be stable. We all deserve to, you know, have somebody in our life that cares for us unconditionally and not just want to be there when they want to be there. You need somebody that's going to be in your life on not only on your time and not only on their time, but on our time. It should be an hour.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It should be both ways. It shouldn't be one person doing more than another person. I heard you say you have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a girlfriend. We don't go out no more. Like, I kind of pushed myself away from her because I felt like, I don't know, I'm not going to say I'm an attention person, but it's more of I'm spoiled. So when I feel like I'm not getting my way or anything, I just push everybody away. And everybody that I know honestly tells me that. They're like, you're too spoiled, so you just push everybody away because you're not used to not getting what you want. And my mom even tells me that. Like, my mom says.
Well, before I let you go, because I'm about to let you go because we have some other calls, I'm going to tell you like this, okay? It's not healthy. We all want our way. We all want that. But you also got to be fair to other people as well. You know what I'm saying? If you want your way to me, that is seeking attention. Whether you think it is or not, it is a form of I want it now. I want attention. Give it to me. And that's, you know, that could tend to push people away.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm telling you now that you may want to tighten up on that just a little bit. Not a whole lot, because you got to be who you are. But, you know, tighten up just a little thing with it. And, you know, you'll figure out who you want to talk to. If you just got a relationship with somebody, you don't need to be trying to get in another one right now. You need to work on
you.
Yeah,
I'm trying. I really am trying. Like, my best friend, she working with me. It's like I'm trying to work it, but it's like I just got to have somebody there to just, like, help me with it because I get depressed and I have insecure issues. So it's like, I always put myself down, and I just need somebody there that's just going to lift me up instead of me putting myself down. So that's how I carry that situation. Like, but, yeah, I'm going to try to get to y'all the colors. So.
Okay, well, I want to thank you for someone that she's on radio. Thank you for calling in. We'll be right back to you, okay?
Alrighty.
All right, there you go, 864-484. It's off tonight with Baby Mama, Baby Father Drama. Tell us your input on it, and you got 3 minutes. Let's go.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, so I just got engaged recently, and my girlfriend, well, my fiance now, her ex-girlfriend doesn't like me. She doesn't like me around her child or anything like that. And I tried to call her today. You know, woman to woman, because we grown. We don't have time to sit around and beef over petty stuff. We both have kids. I have a child. She has two. But my girlfriend, or fiance now, she does everything for her child. And I have no problem with that because she was there before me. And she was there through the process of the baby and all of that. And I have no problem with that. Like, I have no problem with her being there. But she just recently told my fiance that she can never see her child again because she's engaged to me. And I feel like, that's not cool. Like, you're taking away a piece of my fiance. Like, that's making her sad and making her droopy. And I don't feel like that's right. And then I called her today, like, to talk to her woman to woman. And she told me, fuck me and my child. And I feel like that's not cool. Like, you should own up and be like, but since the real baby's father's not here, I have a girl who's willing and her girlfriend's willing to help me with my child, and I don't got this and I don't got that. And we've helped her through a lot. It's a place to stay, it's a food, pampers, and all. And I just feel like she did us real, real dirty. Like, really dirty. And I don't even know what to do right now in this situation. It's like ruining my relationship.
Okay. I know, I can tell you what to do. Well, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I can just give you some advice on what I would do in a situation like this. First of all, you heard the young lady just say about that woman should be very appreciative because she has somebody in her life that want to help her. One thing I will commend you on is that you are a woman about yours. You don't mind your lover being in this baby life, and that's awesome because, you know, more people need women like you. So I'm going to say kudos to that. First of all, you don't come out your character, and don't let your boo come out her character. Right now, she's going through something like that. You know, children have a way of getting us a little weepy because I've been in that situation. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think we all been in that situation before.
Mm-hmm.
What I would say, and you can get this advice to your boo, do everything she can to get back in that baby's life. Okay? But at the same time, don't lose her. All right, shut up, girl. Talk to my my time clock is five o'clock, but I want to talk to you for a minute because I feel like you're hurting. Tell your boo, don't lose her. Tell her to know her worth. At the same time, let her know that some things, just like I told the other woman, not everybody is supposed to be in your life for a lifetime. You get what I'm saying? God, that's who y'all need to call on for prayer, because God, he puts people in your life for a season, for reasons, and for a lifetime. Now,
mm-hmm.
I'm saying right here, I've been in the same exact situation. The woman, you know, I'm quote unquote, I'm supposed to be the baby mama, you know, so okay. I love my baby. I still love my baby. I probably will never see my baby again, but sometimes you just got to be okay with that. You know what I'm saying? Maybe God took this baby out your wife's life so you two can grow. You ever thought about that?
I mean, I be trying to, like, help her, like, just be mellow about it. But, like, she really loved that baby. And the girl knows she really loved that baby. I just don't understand. I be feeling like she do it to fight me, but, like, she hurting my baby, and I don't appreciate that. And then to speak out on my son out of character, like, he did something to you, I don't appreciate that either.
But, I mean, you know, I know she's hurting right now, but
It seems like this girl is wrong. It seems like this girl is somebody that don't need to be in your life. Like, serious thought.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as that baby is in the picture, it may be a lot of drama going on in your relationship. You might not be able to be in a relationship because that girl's going to always be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So something got to give. And just like fire, call a firecracker. Just like she said, the mother has every right to take the child out of the other life. They do. There's nothing you or her can do about it. That's not her biological child, so which means there are no court papers. There's nothing you can do. You take this case to the court, but they're going to look at you like you're crazy as hell, right? Nothing we can do, ma'am. That's all they're going to say. So, man, all that you can do is pray about it. Let go. Let God. And see what happens. If the baby comes back into her life, the baby's supposed to be in her life, and God made that happen. And if the baby do not come back into her life, it's out of your hands. You need to think about the song, Yolanda Adams, the battle is not yours. Because when the battle is not yours, there's nothing you can do. All you can do is just lift your hands up and say, I let go of this situation, God. Do you. Show me what's right. You feel what I'm saying? That's all you can do. You can't do nothing else.
Thank you. That made me feel a lot better.
So what I want you to do, I want you to go talk to your baby, right? I want you to give her a little advice, comfort her. That's all that you can do for her right now because she is hurting, and everything that she may do may seem like she may be taking it out on you, but it's not. She's just hurting right now. Mm. But children can have that effect on you. Trust me, it can.
Yeah.
When you lost your baby, you lost your child, you lost somebody you really do love, it could be a girl you love, you know what I'm saying? It kind of makes you act totally different to people. But just know that you as her girl, you as her wife, this is something you may have to go through because you have to be that backbone for her. She needs you right now.
She does.
Okay?
Okay.
And I definitely want to thank you for tuning in to She's on Radio. It was a pleasure talking to you. And come back to me and tell me what happened with it, okay?
I will.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
All right, there you go, 804. Another 804, this is what's up. 804-868. The topic of tonight is baby mama, baby daddy's mama. This is KC, Teddy. You got 3 minutes to talk. Let's go. How you feel about it? Hello?
They don't want to talk.
Hello?
They don't want to talk.
Five. 804-868-4321. And they hung up. All right, area code 302-287. Baby mama drama is this topic of the night. Tell us exactly how you feel about the situation. You got 3 minutes. Let's go.
It won't even take that long. I just wanted to call in and say hello to you guys.
Hey, Mimi.
Hey. But I just wanted to say hello to you guys. I'm not really in a really good mood to speak tonight.
The girl that was hosting the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it sounded like.
What you said?
Hello?
I'm sorry, I'm here. I'm just trying not to really break down, but I just wanted to call in and say hello. I'm still listening. I just really cannot speak tonight like that. It's been a rough night, so I'm trying to get myself together with everything.
Well, I hope you feel better, Mimi. You are a sunshine to everybody. We need you to get better. Whatever it is that you are going through, my advice to you is let go and let God, and he will make it happen.
Not with this. I miss Randy. It's very hard. It is.
I know. We talk about this all the time. You know what I'm saying? First, I didn't know what you was going through. Then they outdone me, and now I know exactly
what you're going through. Or, you know, a situation like this, you just gotta, think about all the positive and the good things Kayla had while she was still on this earth. You know, it is normal for you to vent. It is normal for you to feel some type of way, and it's normal sometimes to feel like it was your fault. But at the end of the day, God loves her better. And as you said before, she was suffering. She wasn't feeling good. You know what I'm saying? So now she's in a better place and she's happy. You feel
mm-hmm.
me?
Mm-hmm.
She's smiling down on you. Look at you. The juice.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you. You wanted to meet King Kales. You hear me? You wanted to meet King Kales, Mimi. Face to face. Boom. What happened? Your baby made that happen. She made it. It wasn't no stopping. It wasn't no demons or nothing. You got your butt down here in Richmond, Virginia. You shut down She Praying. You met King Kale. Your wife did that. Trust and believe me. She made that happen. So every day, you're going to have bigger and better blessings because your show, The Juice, it's going to get bigger and it's going to get larger. Because who? Your baby is your guardian angel. And everybody positive that's coming to your life, your baby is bringing them into your life. Always know that. Know that.
Yeah,
damn,
it's great.
It cut me off, damn. But, it is. It's real. You feel me? And at any time, if you call me and I don't answer my phone, keep calling. Hell, I'll probably be in the bathroom or looking at the walls or something like that. But keep calling me. Leave me a voice message. Text me. You know what I'm saying? I'm here for you 100%. All right?
Okay.
You take care and, you know, God got you. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Aww.
Oh. I know. Everybody's online right now before we go into the next topic. We got two more calls before we go into talking about these next two calls about the topic. I want everybody to take a moment of silence for Mimi. She's going through the loss of somebody that's very, 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 very close to her. And you've heard her talk about it a lot on the show, but we as a C-Zone family, we have to send some prayers up to her because losing a wife or a husband or a child is very, very hard to handle. You know, it's hard to come to. So I just want everybody that's online right now to please take a moment of silence and please pray for Mimi that she find strength to move on. Not over the loss of her wife, but just to move on and, you know, to be okay. All right, so right now we're going to take that moment out. Mimi, we love you, baby girl, and hope everything get good for you. You know, we're going to take the next call, 804-247. Tonight's topic is about baby mama, baby dad drama. How you feel about it? Let's go. Hello, 804-247. All right, 804-405. Tonight's topic is baby mama drama. How you feel about it? 3 minutes. Let's go.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, this is Kendi. Can you hear me?
Hey, Kendi.
Hey, boo. Oh, I love you all. I'm praying for everybody going to my drunk. I thank y'all. Y'all doing an awesome job with this. And I'm just praying right now for everybody to draw a seat with all that baby and daddy and all that mess going on with that little dinner with the kids. And I'm for Richard. Love y'all so much. Hey, Casey.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey. y'all. Y'all be sweet and keep doing y'all thing. Love y'all.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the support. We are
welcome.
All right, ladies, y'all know what time it is. It is after dark. It is time for us to get grown and sexy with it. I had to get deep, as y'all already know. It gets deep after 1 o'clock on She's On Radio.
Yeah.
So let's see. First caller, we got 919-806. Matter of fact, I'm going to go down to anywhere around the mall. I'm going to pick them out at random because we've been there before. Let's see. There you showed 347-235 Brownie. Give me a topic. We want to get nasty. We want to get down and dirty tonight. So talk to us. Let us know something freaky. Give us one topic.
Oh, wow. Put me on the spot.
Yeah. Give me something down.
He's gentle, that's all I'm going to say.
Okay. What is your freakiest fetish to do to an exotic entertainer?
You said what, huh?
What?
Okay.
What would be your freakiest fetish to do to an exotic entertainer?
Oh, wow. All right.
Oh,
definitely going to use that one. Well, since we're right here, too, Brownie, you got 3 minutes to answer this question.
Okay.
What
is
the freakiest thing that you would do? We're going to rephrase that. What is the freakiest thing that you would do to an exotic entertainer? Come on, we got to name our entertainer, and we got to name a femme, and we got to name a stud. So you give us a femme, Pretty P. And
shut up.
Give me a film. Give me a film. Let's say Whiplash.
I never met her. I don't know about her. So can I change the film to someone I know?
What about Uzi?
No. I like her, but I want to say passion. Excuse me, poison.
See, everybody don't know. You got to think about somebody that everybody know.
That everyone know? Okay, what about Cat? Do everybody know Cat?
We nationwide, baby. We got to give me somebody nationwide.
Okay, we're going to say Uzi then. We'll go with Uzi.
Now, let's just put it like this. Everybody give what their favorite lesbian entertainer, what they would do, what's the freakiest thing they would ever do to them. And you know, y'all can name y'all own lesbian thing, all right?
Okay. I'm gonna start with Uzi. And Uzi, that woman right there, she could do any and everything, tie me up, thank me, pour candle wax all down my body.
Damn.
That woman right there would make me, do a double take. Her body, her scent. Oh, Lord. I want to be somewhere exotic, not even exotic. Just put me on a plane with her. I don't care who's on the plane. I just want to get it in. I want to be with luggage everywhere, all cockpit, everything.
Shit,
I just want to be all over with her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Pretty P. Lord have mercy.
Mm-mm-mm.
I will become rich because if I could get pregnant, baby, I'll have like 10 of her being kids. I would drink that girl bath water liquor from head to toe. I mean, I would not leave not one spot on her body unturned, trace all her tattoos with the tip of my tongue. She could tie me up. I don't care if I was on a highway driving or a motorcycle. I would love to give her some head while she's driving the motorcycle.
Can I watch?
I'm just saying, oh God, anywhere, I mean, the park, the pool, I know she know how to swim, but she could save me anytime. She is someone that I would dive at 10 feet so she could save me. I can't swim. I mean, I want the fruit, the food, every. Oh my God, I have a fetish for ice. I just want to put ice all over her body and just do things that, you know, I never thought of doing. I mean, I will lick her from head to toe. Places I wouldn't think of doing my girlfriend, she would be some, and I would let that girl strap on and give it to me good. That's the only person that could.
Ooh,
oh, Lord.
You
I
don't
mean,
think
she got... Stick it in every hole, God damn it, in my damn ear. I hear you coming, motherfucker. Let's listen. Ooh, you know what? I can't mess with y'all because right now I need a shower.
Yeah, go take a cold shower right now. You in time out.
That cold shower is not doing shit. Shit. Y'all
time
already
out.
Know.
Time
if
out.
I can have her, I want her every way possible. Any and everything
down.
Is on the table. Yeah, I will be on the chandelier. Don't listen.
Why, Ms. Brownie, I want to thank you so much. Don't go nowhere now. This topic has got crazy now. You don't got a vowel. Everybody want to talk now. What, see, now y'all want to talk when we start talking about pretty pig and titties and stuff off the dance. Y'all some nasty little people.
No one on the plane.
Oh, you don't know nasty yet. God damn.
But we're going to come back to you and you can tell us how nasty you get down. We're going to go ahead to the next call, okay?
Oh, my Lord. All right.
Go sit the time out. Go sit the time out. Sit it in.
Oh, Jesus. She need a panty line on. She need a panty line, Daddy.
She might need
a bucket of waterfall. Look at you. Girl, you hear what she said? She's going to do the pretty pee, girl. Lord.
Yes. Plain.
I think she said she's going to lock up in the closet or something. Pretty pee walk out, baby. You better run. When Brandy get to you, baby, she gonna throw you in the closet and she gonna do some things to you. We might not see pretty people for a couple of years because of Brandy. You know what she had, ladies? Brandy got her. So call her all right, when pretty people come missing. 919-806. What is the freakiest thing you would do to a stripper of your choice? Make it quick, 3 minutes. Let's go.
Wait, question. What was it?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you a little bit.
What was I supposed to be talking about? My phone was going out.
The freakiest thing you would do to a stripper of your choice.
The freakiest thing?
Oh, yeah. Pick one dancer, and what would you do to them?
Kales. I'm going to pick her because I follow her on Instagram.
Uh-oh. Did she say Kales said it? Yeah. So what would you do to Kales?
Okay.
What's the freakiest thing that you could think of that you would do to King Kales?
Freakiest thing? I mean... I wouldn't be trying to go all freak dick on her. I'm trying to make her remember me, like trying to spoil her ass. She'll know. But I guess the freakiest thing for me would be treat her like she's fruit.
I love fruit. Like, that's my favorite.
Treat her like she's fruit. So. I don't know how y'all would explain that, but yeah. Like, literally, like, touch. And y'all trying to make me go in on this topic. Oh, literally, touch and lick and suck on every inch of her body. That means every crease, every dip, Lord, I'm picturing it right now. Lord, have mercy. Same.
I could tell your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Woo. Woo-sa.
Dang, I was over here half asleep. Y'all done woke me up. I'm out. Lord have mercy.
Well, come on now. Give us some juice now. What exactly, who would you kiss? Like, and how would you kiss it? You want to know? Come on now. People are not here waiting on you to tell us. They waiting on you, girl. You better come on.
I want to know.
You don't got everybody a nipple sausage for me to kiss on and stuff. Don't be getting us like that. It's not fair.
Y'all a trip.
Right. No, I can't tell you that because you're torturing me.
No, we're not. You can tell. See, you want to tell us the way you sound it right now. You want to tell us what you're gonna do.
Oh man,
nah. You got 30 seconds to tell me what you'll do, girl. This thing will firecracker you like a mob.
I'm sorry, y'all. I can't. Y'all torturing me. I can't do it. Yeah.
Damn.
Sorry, I have to do it to you, sweetheart. But we got to go from next call. Thank you for tuning in. Next time, give us some more juicy details, girl. Don't have us sitting here waiting, girl. You got everybody up and hard. You don't piss us off. You are just a tease. You hear me?
We in the belt.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, 804-236. The dance of your choice. What is the freakiest thing that you would do to them? 3 minutes, let's go.
You already know who I'm gonna say.
Yes, hello, girl. We want to know the juice, girl.
Yes, give us the details. Pretty Peach. I'm gonna go with Pretty Peach. Lord have mercy, Jesus. What won't I do to her? Lord have mercy.
Oh,
get her. I want her on the beach, just on the beach through the sand, just. Everything that I ain't never did in my life, I do today.
I'm a grateful critic.
I think I might, y'all talking about a tanning line or shit. I might need a goddamn depend to hold on the way Pretty Pete make me feel. I'm sorry. Lord, have mercy.
I'm going to pray for her.
We can't get her itinerary. We can find out where she be at all the time. Because I need her in my life.
Pray for, bro, we got to pray for Pretty P right now. Yes.
Whew. Yeah.
Somebody want to lay
Pretty
hands.
P make me happy.
You want to lay
make
hands.
Me so happy and inside. It's just, I think my heart just gives a beat of soul.
You want to lay hands, thank you, Jesus.
That is a sexy motherfucker. Lord.
Come on, man.
Kick me off. I ain't got time.
I'm not after talking with y'all. What is one free thing that you would do to Pretty Pete on the beach? Like, how would you go about doing?
Come on. I want to know. Come on, give me my firecracker. I'll take it.
Oh, Lord, no. I want to know.
Pat, I'm not getting your butter booty ass all excited over there. Sit down somewhere.
Look here. You the one that want to lay hands. You ain't talking about me tonight.
You never ready to get excited off me? Is that what you're waiting for?
I'm not getting excited. Come on, give me.
You got 30 seconds. We want to know about this beach in Pretty Pete now. Come on. No firecracker me, man. No. I can't tell my secret because I might need to use it for somebody else that might be on the line.
Oh, shit. Well, on that note, I'm going to click you off.
Yep. Hit it.
Good. Hurry up. Look. You're getting a super beer
We'll be right back to you, okay? Uh-oh. There you go, 804-868. Pick an entertainer right now and tell me the freaking thing you're going to do. So in 3 minutes, let's go. All right, Erica, 804-247. Pick an entertainer and tell me the freaky thing you'll do to him. Let's go. 804-247. All right. I got a topic, everybody. How do you feel about, I think we talked about it before, well, whatever. We got 30 minutes to go, so we got to talk about something. How you feel about having sex with a woman while she is on her period? Uh-huh. Oh, call in right now, 646-716-6977. Press the number one, ladies, if you're already on. Let's talk about having sex on the period. Let's go. 919-806, how do you feel about that?
Oh, man. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, man, we were just talking about this on Twitter earlier today. Okay. I can speak right now. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
All right, I can speak right now because Mother Nature decided she wanted to be a little chicken head and visit me. So, yeah. No. Do you know what comes out your body when Mother Nature or your period decides they to come on? Like, hell no, nah, that is, oh, my girl in my mouth, Lord have mercy. No, that's nasty. And this dude, I'm not going to call him out, I'm not going to tell you his Twitter name, but this dude on Twitter was like, he was like, what do you say? I can't exactly quote it exactly what he said, but he was like, he was like, blood had never hurt his dick. And he was like, he described it. He was like, when you fucking a girl on her period, you got to go slow with it, like slow stroke her so the blood won't get all over you. Blood ain't never hurt his dick. Hell nah, nigga, you nasty. You is nasty. You deserve, Lord have mercy. I couldn't say nothing because I was in the back seat of my supervisor's car, and everybody know, Lord have mercy, the things that was going through my head that I wanted to say. That's nasty. Come on now, people, really? If the females who do that, no, hell no. I don't care about making her take a bath and put a super, extra super tampon. No. You better wait some good old 5 days. Lord. That's nasty. You better wait that good old week. Fuck 5 days. I'm going to make your ass wait a week. And then after it go off, you can get the licking and sucking and getting all in the creases all you want to. I don't care, be my guest. But hell no, and I'm the type of person that when I'm on, you don't get no loving if I can't get no loving. I know it's wrong, but I feel some type of way when Mother Nature decides she wants to call me. I feel dirty. So if I feel dirty, I don't want to touch nobody else. Like, it's killing me right now that I gotta go be around people every freaking day, but I gotta get this paper, so, yes, no, hell no, leave it alone, leave it alone, Lord.
Bye, sweetheart, thank you so much for giving us your input, and we will come back to you. We have a lot of time left, so you know we got some more topics to talk about.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. If you want to talk about this topic, having sex on the period. Come on now. Y'all got something to say about this now. This is one of those topics that's like, what'd she say? Okay. So definitely press that number one, because we definitely want to hear what you got to say.
Area code 347-235. You got 3 minutes. So, tell us, how do you feel about having sex on the period?
Well, I'm going to keep it real with you and keep it honest. A lot of people need to learn their body. This is just my opinion. But when your hormones is raging, your period stops, sweetie. It shuts down. So I had it done to me. But it's only one person. I'm like, plug it up. And I would give them the business. And like I said, it's only one person only. Otherwise than that, no, I never did it. I had it done to me. But remember, when you're hot and you're horny and you want it, your insides, you know, calculate that it's about to go down. It stops for you, sweetie. It stops. Just like if you drink too much, it stops. So, yeah, we're going to have to let that stop and let me get that and, you know, continue with it. Let it do what it do. If it's not that person, I'm not doing it. I don't give a damn. But let me gain my red wing with this particular person. And don't you say nothing, Casey. Don't you say nothing.
Lord,
I wanted to say something. Yeah, I was asking these ladies about what explain. Boy, I would explain it to the T, how I want it spread and all that. So we passed that subject. But like I said, there's only one person I get my red wings for. And, Lord, have mercy.
Y'all
already
time
know
out.
Who it is.
Time out.
Well, I got to be in time out for what?
Because I already know where this is going. Time out.
Don't put me in timeout. I'm just saying, there's only one person.
Yeah.
One person only.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a damn. If I want that, I don't give. Listen, I'm going to get that. If they say it's only one time, you have one chance to get it, and it's when she on her red wings, God damn it, sign me the fuck up because I'm right there at the door. Fuck that. I'm kicking the door down. I'm going for it. Call me what the fuck you want. But like I said, in the heat of the moment, it stops, baby. Plug it up and get to going. Spread the motherfucking lips. You don't have to stick your tongue up in here. Spread the motherfucking lips and go to town on her. You know, go to town on that damn clit. Yeah.
Number
okay. Number. Come out. Come out.
Well,
Ms. Yeah. Brown, I want to thank you so much for tuning
mm-hmm.
in. She's on radio. Don't go in the way
you
already know.
Why, thank
you.
It ain't over.
Why, thank you. All right. Oh, you can mm-hmm. hit a 4236. How do you feel about having sex on the period? Is it yay? Is it nay? Let's talk. 3 minutes. Let's go.
No, I'm not doing it to nobody on their career, and ain't nobody doing it to me. That shit is nasty, and it needs to be destroyed. It's the time out. It's supposed to be your time out period. Take your time out. Yeah, you need to take the fucking time out. Whatever how many days you got, some people only got 2, some people got 5. Take the time out. It's nasty. It's a body cleansing time. You know, all that body cleansing is in your mouth if you down there, so stop it.
Say it one more time.
I know that right here. Mm-mm, 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 mm-mm. Just think you got trash. Just think of your career as the garbage disposal. And then you got all that shit in your mouth. Especially for the ones that were pets. Ooh. And then they got hell and oh God.
Girl, this is bad. Like, you just the most worst.
That's young worse than the girl that licked the blue waffle.
Hello.
Yes. Stop it. Stop it in Jesus' name. Y'all need to stop. Lord help us.
That's nasty.
I ain't even wanna do me while I'm home, because it just ain't right.
No way. Because if you get the hell away from me for 5 or 7 days.
Because if you do it, that's going to be the end of us. Then you're going to come back up trying to kiss me. Come back up trying to kiss me.
Oh, God. You know you'll let him do it, girl. Don't act like that. Don't listen to her. She likes it like that.
You need to stop that shit.
Mm-hmm. I know that brother smell like piss, girl. Smell like hot dogs, girl.
We letting people, them hit it from the back on there, blood, Texas Chainsaw Massacre going on this shit. Blood everywhere.
We're getting all disgusting and trifling looking.
All on
ew.
The sheets. That
the
shit don't come
out.
Ew,
gross.
Blood stain. How's it going to come off the sheets and stuff? Then what about people be trying to put towels under them and stuff? Like, that's going to, that is nasty. That is too much.
Then you got to bleach the towel. It's still going to get through the towel. I don't know. We can't even get mad at them, girl. They like for that pussy to be wet and soaking on the towel. We can't even get bad at it.
I ain't heard y'all answer that question. Y'all need to answer
that
question.
Oh, I do it. Well, Teddy, would you give a girl some me time on her period?
Hell the fuck no. I'll see you in a week.
Awful to answer, too.
Yeah, what you thought?
Well, I'm not going to lie to anybody on this shooting
this
on radio
cool.
Because
you
it's not in me to lie. But I will say, when I was younger, and before I knew what the hell a period was, before that was just nasty. So as long as she put a tampon in the grill, I was down. As long as it was clean, she jumped in the shower, I was down. I'm not going to lie to you, girl, but I ain't never stick my tongue up in no blood, no ma'am. But look, now, I had to actually go through health class in college because they didn't teach us this stuff. And have class in high school. You know what I'm saying? When I got to have class in college and really learn and got really in deep about health, honey, I knew that blood was not clean, girl, but it is draining all of the dirty bacteria in your body. So, girl, when I found out, girl, I was soaking my mouth to death. You hear me?
You didn't
care if I was going to die. Now I had to wash this off, huh? That is
you
nasty.
Don't
hate
it.
That's
I'm glad you learned your lesson.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to say I never did it before. That would be me lying. You know what I'm saying? But what I will say, I learned my lesson will never happen again. Merry Christmas, no ma'am, no girl. No. It will never happen again.
Right.
You don't got to worry about these wet lips. Snacking on some,
no. And that's, oh, let me say, that's one thing that pretty people
can't. Just imagine them busting a nut and bleeding there all at the same damn time.
Ew.
Did you hear what I said? Pretty feet can't get that, sorry.
Girl, you mad.
No, the fuck I'm not.
You are lying, girl. If she was to come over there right now and say, girl, look, let me tell you something. The only way I'm going to eat that pussy is if you got down, I'm going to get bloody from you. You know damn well you be stabbing out about your pussy trying to make it bloody. Stop acting like that. Don't
oh, yeah, I'm I'll let her. Yeah, I'm talking about me doing her, though. Baby, I'm gonna kick myself off. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Did you tell her something?
Hey,
man,
but
you know,
I just might not look at her the same no more. But I mean,
right,
hey,
you said what?
I got it in though.
I know that's right. Shoot. All right. Well, we'll be back to you, okay? All right. All right. Area code 804-247. Would you let somebody give you the business on Bloody Mary, or would you do it back to them? All right. How would that go? Would you let that happen? Area code 804-247. Let's go. 247? All right, same question for you, 804-291. Would you let somebody give you the business on the Bloody Monster? Talk to us. How you feel about that?
Daddy, daddy, daddy. What the fuck? Hell no. I be praying the heaven falls when I got the dish. I be damned if I'm going to plug anything up in me for a motherfucker. Man, that's the nastiest shit ever. What the hell? I don't want to come on. I'm not even sexual. So what the fuck I look like a motherfucker going down there on my cycle? That's my time. Leave me alone. I'm already, like, leave me alone when I ain't on my period. Don't touch me. So hell no. That's ill. That just made the hairs on the back of my heels stand up. No.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that made the hairs on the back of my heels stand up, and I don't even know if it's hair on my heels.
All right.
I can't do it. Can't do it. Mm-mm.
So, would you look somebody to pussy on that period?
What the fuck? Hell no! Wow! Oh God! I would tell Jesus to call me home first.
Oh wow!
Oh yeah! I would call Jesus. I'm ready to go right now.
Yeah, come get me.
Please come get me.
Like, I'm at the corner right now waiting. I'm on Jesus.
No,
wait.
Jesus, I am getting ready to jump off the ledge. I'm here. I'll meet you halfway. Mm-mm. I will croak first.
Lord Jesus, help him. Help him, Father God. Help him.
I will pray for anybody. Hey, my name is Precious Miracle. If you need prayer on this matter, I'm here.
So, amen. Y'all are off the chain. Yes,
amen.
For the building. Y'all is off the chain up in here tonight. I want to do this. You know what?
Will you, my father, Casey?
Yeah.
Go pray for him. Pray for him. Pray for him, Niecy. Pray for him now. Got to pray for him.
In the name of Jesus.
Take me to the water. Where did that come from? I don't even know. Well, thank you for tuning in to She's On Radio. We'll be back to you, okay, sweetheart?
Okay, Daddy. I love y'all.
All right. Ready to go, 254-624, the topic is, ooh, don't, girl, I caught her off before she heard a little bell yet. I'm sorry about that, baby. Ready to go, 254-624, would you let somebody lick that twat while you are on your period? Or vice versa, would you, how about lick a twat while X on its period? You got 3 minutes to talk, let's go.
Y'all are crazy, man. But no, that's
when it's that time of that month, I don't like to be touched. I don't want to be looked at. I'm not feeling that. So no. And I wouldn't eat nobody either. I don't want no damn blood clot hanging out my mouth. That's nasty. That's a hell no. That's that's so, I don't know. That's no. That's disgusting. Like the other girl said, take a break.
Yeah. It
take a break. Don't clock in. No overtime. Just take a break. Vacation
like
time.
I don't even like to have sex with a female a week after her period. Like, I still think it's 30. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I still think it's nasty. Maybe it's just
it's
me.
Very nasty.
But, yeah. I still think
it's nasty. I mean, yes, sex is good, but nope, not during
it
that
ain't
time.
Good.
Wait.
Mm-mm.
I'll be failing for my whole life. Hell no. But, yeah, well, that's how I feel.
All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to Season Radio. And we'll be back at you. We're going to get you tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow, huh?
All right.
Area code 770-363. Would you lick the cat on the period, or would you let a woman eat you on your period? 3 minutes, let's go.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Three words, man. What the fuck? That shit is nasty, man. That shit should be a crime in some states. It should be a fucking crime, a felony. Yes. God. Fuck. See, me personally, now this is coming from a guy who likes pussy just as much as you do, if not more. If a girl's on her period, go ahead and chill for, you know, 3, 4, 5 days, whatever the hell. I mean, that's what God made hands for, I guess. But some niggas is just nasty. Some niggas is just nasty, yo.
As hell.
And they should be drug out in the street and shot. And that's all I got to say about that.
Mm-mm-mm. Ladies, if you do not know, that is my best friend, Diallo. Welcome, Diallo.
Hey, man.
Welcome.
I mean, even the hookers on Jeff Davis take a, you know, a 3-4 day break every month. I mean, come on now. There's a reason for that.
Yeah,
even down here in Atlanta, the hookers, they take a break on Fort Industrial for 3-4 days. I mean,
yeah.
Shit, have some morals about your shit. But anyway, that's what
yeah.
I'm going to say.
Nobody wants their mouth and their breath smell like bloody lake trout.
I don't even think the fucking vampires on Twilight will go that far for no fucking blood. I mean, I'm just keeping it real. What the fuck?
That's just wrong. Damn,
it's
wrong.
Is. Yeah. You know, it's a reason for the shit. Bloody, man.
Yeah, it is. You know it is. You know what it is. Well, thank you,
Never.
Diallo, for calling in. She's already on for the support we are at.
Yeah, no problem,
and
man. Anytime.
And I'll get back at you after the show, all right?
All right. Yeah, ma.
All right. There you go. 916-470, the lady of the hour. You got 3 minutes, miss. So tell me. Would you let a girl give you some brain while you are on your mother's cycle? Or would you give a girl some brain while she is on her mother's cycle? Let us know the deal. Talk to us. 3 minutes. Let's go.
Devil, yes. I said, devil, yes.
You said, yes. Yeah.
Yes, yes, and yes.
What?
I've done it.
Without...
I've received it. Huh?
You said while it's bleeding, you'll give it up?
Really?
I've done it, and I've received it.
Oh,
you got both?
I don't know what
to say. Some of the people on their line, too, they lying. But, yeah, I've done it. I've received it.
I salute you. Yes.
Hey, hey, hey.
Like a vampire, say blood, or you had a tampon stuck up in it?
No, vampire.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Suck me till I bleed.
Okay, okay over there?
Yeah.
Teddy, are you there? Teddy.
Oh, what?
Yes, yes, ma'am. It's going down over here.
Oh, yeah. Lord. Shit.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. It's sweet. Chitlins.
Oh, girl. She giving us a chitlin, girl. She went deep down into the ocean, girl.
Hey.
Lord. I can't even say nothing to you, baby, because the ears is on, baby, but look. Lord.
That's right. Right. Just, I said, oh, we got a lot of no's, but yeah. Red Bull gives you wings. Here you go.
Well,
don't
I'm
get cold, though.
Damn wings, girl. I'm going to fail.
Lord.
Did it taste good? Like, does it have a salty taste?
Yeah, it's sweet.
It's like a sweet and tangy, bloody pussy.
No, it ain't tangy. It's sweet.
Chitlins.
No, ma'am. It's sweet.
Girl, I don't even like the look of my own blood, girl.
Me neither.
I
would
freak out.
See, it don't... Okay, I don't know how you get it, but if you get it like right out the shower, you ain't gonna have that leaky leak. I wouldn't do it like after you've been out all day, but out the shower, you can get it. That's it.
Hey, you okay, Daddy?
I need a hug. I need a hug, damn it. I need a hug.
Yes, girl, big hug, Chad. This is the first time, Chad. This is the first time. I've heard about sticking the tampon up in the poo-poo, but Lord, she said, no, take off the tampon, girl. I'm going in right on. Lord.
I need Jesus.
And that is right, ladies. You all need to be in Cali December 1st, because this lady right here is celebrating her birthday party. And she please. Are you going to be eating the raw at the birthday party?
No, ma'am.
No.
I am very, 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 very single. No, I'm just talking about my previous. But no.
Thank you, Jesus.
Look, Teddy, we didn't even know what we were about to come into, girl.
I know. She said no.
No, I'm over here shouting. Thank you.
It's definitely going down. It's going to be freaky, but not that freaky.
Oh, okay. I'm a freak, but not that freaky either. Yep. Mm-hmm. It's
girl,
she's going to
put
right
that
here.
Blood pussy in her mom, girl. I still can't get over it.
You know what? That's exactly why I love you, girl. So you just keep it at 100, and I love that. I love someone to keep 100.
Yeah.
Oh, girl, that's just nasty. That's just nasty, though. I'm just saying. That's just nasty.
I mean, because it's not nasty. I think everybody has their own unique way of having sex. You know,
right.
There's a couple of people that don't do the red wings. There are a lot of people that actually do and they enjoy it, you know. They say, well, hell, if you love your woman, you'll do it. Look, if she loved me, she wouldn't ask me to do that shit.
If I know that's something that you ain't into, I ain't gonna just do it. And then on top of that, you know, it only happened like once in a while. It's not like, oh, every time your period come, I'm fiending for your blood or nothing like that.
Hell no.
It's always y'all like brown skinned girls that like to eat blood. Y'all is nasty.
Wait, whoa. Oh, hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm light skinned. I'm brown and light skinned and all that. There. 5-7 days. I can wait. Damn it. I will wait.
You can wait.
I can wait.
Yeah.
That's just madly wrong. I need to go play.
Y'all are nasty as hell, and I love it. I love a good show. I really dig this because, you know what I'm saying, sometimes we just got to think outside the box. You can't just talk about the serious stuff all the time. You got to have a good time, right? No fool, no fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, some people can't handle a bloody pussy talk, but look, I can handle anything, and I'm interested in knowing some good stuff. So thank you to all the ladies. Because, look, as soon as I said something about the bloody pussy, it was like 15 people that the hung up girl. But you know what, though? Y'all 15 people. Y'all 15 people that hung up. 15 more people came in, girl. Well, they wanted to talk about the bloody pussy. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no problem with the bloody pussy. If you got bloody pussy when you like to be big, girl, let it be known. It's
I just got to know. I'm the only yes.
Let it bleed, baby. Let it bleed.
Was I the only yes I do? I didn't hear the people before me, but was I the only yes?
You said what? Yes, you was.
I said, am I the only yes? I said, I didn't hear the people before me because I just tuned in.
Everybody else said, hell no. You know, I think me and you was the only ones that said that,
Well, you was the only one to say you ate it full-fledged. I don't know about all that full-fledged stuff. You know, you have to sample on a little bit of drug, a little bit of blood dripping through. You know, it was okay. But I don't want the whole pie in my face, you know, the whole cherry pie.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie and say I've never done it before. I'd be lying to you. But what I do it now, no. Just because of all the health reasons on why I wouldn't do it now.
Well, I don't know if I would do my next one, but the one I was with, I was in love like that, so I did it.
So. Well, you go ahead and you keep eating that bloody pussy, girl. I'm not going to look at you different, but that's just nasty. Well, look, if she looks at you different for eating the bloody pussy, you look at her different for coming
out of
the bottom of it. Yes, that is. Every time I see you, I'm going to call you Butter Booty. The wife has given you that name. You know what?
She did give me that name, and I've grown to like my name somewhat. So I'm coming to terms with it, okay?
Which one? The Butter Booty or the
Tattoo? Time now. Damn it. The flexible butter booty teddy bear that likes to get the same.
I need prayer. Lord, I need help. Jesus, Father God, help me.
Thank you so much, Yvonne, for tuning in. We are about to wrap this up.
Okay.
Bye. Tanner, you know I love you, man. Look, there's no love lost, man. But before we leave, I want to definitely thank you for coming on and being an awesome co-host and helping me, because you know I'm shy. Mm-hmm.
You know, I got your bag, girl, all day, every day, through hell and high water. I'm there, baby.
Okay, Butter Booty. Snack.
All right, my chocolate drop.
Oh, I like to be chocolate drop. That sounds very delicious. I think I'm going to go give you some chocolate now.
Mm-hmm,
you just get on my nerves.
Get it ready, honey.
All right, baby. Mm-hmm. Wow, you like my wet kisses. Yes, you do, meow. But, ladies, look. California, I want to know if you are ready for the birthday party of your dreams. Let me tell you something. King Kev will be in the building, lightning on fire. If you do not know who King Kev is, I don't need you to get on YouTube right now. Type in
KINGKELLZ. I'm going to need to get it in, get on it. It is going down December 1st, Sacramento, California. And what makes it even higher?
KC will be there too.
So, KC will be there to help me celebrate her birthday party. If I get on the mic and I say some stuff crazy because I've seen something that look good, I'm going to need y'all not to laugh at me. Do not judge me. But when I say, I heard Sacramento got some beautiful women, I might get choked. All right? So.
You going to get it. Bro, calm down now. Calm down now.
So, in order for you all to be a part of that party, I'm going to need you to go to www. I'm going to say it slow. www.
Period.
A-L-L-R-B-L-K. Black, PARTY, www.allblkparty.eventbrite.com. You need y'all to be in the building because, yes, it's going down. So, another thing I want to get to you all, ladies, look, it's very important for you all to read. Reading is fundamental, and I have an awesome lady that has a book. Actually, I guess we're going to call it like a book of poems. And her poems are very motivational, inspirational, as well as freaky. She gives you a little bit of everything. So I'm going to need you ladies to check her out as well. www.facebook.com/uniqueinsidepoeticandbeautifuloutside. Spelled just like that. UNIQUEINSIDE. POETICANDBEAUTIFULOUTSIDE. Look, ladies, are you ready? Now, see, some of y'all was there for She Price 2012. Y'all told me just how much y'all like it. So what I'm going to do for you, I'm going to do it one more time. December 28th, it is going down, Richmond, Virginia. Will be hosting his very first Winter Wonderland all-white party. This one right here, ladies, for the grown and sexy 21 and up will be admitted. And to this affair, is going to be going down. DC's hottest DJ, DJ Space, will be in the building, spinning and tuning. You got me, KC, on the mic. Yes, and I might bring in somebody else special. I'm not going to tell you who it is if I do bring them in, so just know. That is going down December 28th. Yeah. To get your tickets for that occasion is www.winterwonder.eventbrite.com. It's going down, and it's going to be going to sexy, yes, which means... We may be popping bottles and we may not. It all depends on how you act within the next couple of months. I need to know that you're going to be able to handle yourself around liquor. Some of y'all can't handle yourself around liquor. When you get liquor in your system, you get crazy and you want to fight. So I'm going to see how the ladies act towards before December. I'm going to let y'all know around October what I'm going to do about that.
Yeah, anyway, we're going to have fun.
What's the girl with our liquor? We didn't even have liquor. She probably didn't have all.
Oh, we had a blast.
We don't need liquor to have fun. It is other things to worry about than getting drunk and walking into the goddamn street and get smacked back off. Isn't that cute? All right. No, ma'am, no, ma'am. All right. Well, the hottest lesbian website in the world. I need you ladies to tune in, www.shezone.org. We do interviews. We interview all of the lesbian stars. You do not have to be a rapper to get interviewed on She's On. You can be an artist. You can be the best dog walker in the world. She's On will interview you, good. SHEZONEE@gmail.com. That's how you get in tune. So I'm going to definitely need y'all to hit that up, whether you want to do it ever. She's On Radio if wants to talk to you. All right? Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Again, my name is KC. My co-host name is
Teddy P.
Teddy P, a.k.a. Butter Booty. But y'all so much, man. Y'all have a good night. Tune in tomorrow. Y'all know we never tell you to about 10 o'clock what the topic is, because we're random. There's no script here. We are just giving you live, real, and uncut. You don't need a script to have to be real. You feel me? Realness is not written down on paper. That's just how we do over here at She's on Radio. We don't have no script and no plan topic. We let you pick what you want to talk about. That's what we do. That's how we do it over here. All right?
Yep.
So, ladies, we love you. Merry Christmas. See you tomorrow.